Hello, Dave.
Hello, Suggs. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Very good, good indeed.
Yeah. I cannot believe I'm talking to you.
Good. I've always up for a bit of enthusiasm. Thin on the ground these days.
Oh, if we start, Suggs, with the Jubilee, when did you find out you were going to be doing that?
Well, you know, quite literally from a letter in the post from the Queen herself inviting us to her Jubilee party. And then we'd perform a song there. And then it was, where are we going to perform the song? Because there were so many acts on the main stage. And they were trying to squeeze us between Sir Elton and Sir Paul. It's not necessarily a place you want to be squeezed for too long. But they were trying to find somewhere for us. And somebody suggested, why not stick them on the roof? And, you know, at the time it seemed like, it was a bit sort of unbelievable, really. But that's where we were. And it had the most amazing impact. And it was a most amazing day.
Probably the most memorable thing about the day for us watching it was when you just appeared on the roof. We had no idea that was going to happen.
That really was. And, you know, even for us, we hadn't really seen we'd seen the graphics, but just on a laptop. You know, it's very hard to imagine what they're going to look like being broadcast on the whole of Buckingham Palace. But they ended up with 75 projectors. And it looked so realistic that people were actually sort of swooning. They thought we had actually turned Buckingham Palace into a block of flats. And it certainly did have some impact. Yeah, I've never been in a situation where so many people have stopped me the following day about something we've done before.
What was it like actually inside the palace?
It was great. I mean, we weren't allowed anywhere near the silver, I hasten to add. But after the show, we met the Queen and they invited us into a kind of drinks reception in the Bow Room, which is one of the big rooms in Buckingham. And it was a really fabulous evening. They were very charming. All the princes and princesses were there and all our families were there and all our friends. And it was a very well organised event and, you know, pleasure to have been at.
Was it one of those occasions when you just sort of think to yourself, is this really happening to me?
Absolutely, yeah. Our keyboard player, Mike, kept pinching me going, is this really happening, Suggs? I said, yeah, it is. It's sort of like getting a bit too surreal now, Suggs. He said, look, there's Stevie Wonder over there. There's the Queen over there. Are we really here? I said, we are. I said, it's a bit like that scene in The Matrix, you know, you take the blue pill or the red pill, and we took whatever the one is that turns everything psychedelic.
And from the palace, of course, to the Olympics closing ceremony, another big one.
Yeah, you know, extraordinary. What a summer for the band. Again, you know, something we weren't expecting. They just rang up and asked us if we'd play at the closing ceremony. And the bizarre scenario of being in this sort of holding shed before we went out into the stadium with One Direction on one lorry to our right and the Pet Shop Boys to our left on bicycles with traffic cones on their heads as we were all slowly being asphyxiated by carbon monoxide. And then suddenly the doors opened, we were unleashed into this, you know, it was like Close Encounters. And I actually forgot the first line of Our House, which I've never done before. It was so sort of bewildering, the whole thing. But another great experience, of course, and an unforgettable one.